I've got a thought on my hearts this morning, and I was just looking through this songbook here, and I seen this song. I've never heard it sung, but it kind of sort of, as I was reading it here, it fits with my thought this morning. It says, "Did you think to pray? Ere you left your room this morning, did you think to pray? When you met with great temptation, did you think to pray? When your heart was filled with anger, did you think to pray? In sore trials came upon you, did you think to pray?" There's a lot of things that we can think about this morning, and I just turned to that in there, but my thoughts is about prayer, and you know, and did we think to pray this morning? Did we think to pray before we come to service today? Did we think to pray about doing the things that we need to do today for the Lord? I think it's important that we as God's people, that we are in prayer before we come to service. I think it's important that we are in prayer about the service before we gather here. I think we need to get our direction from the Lord. I think we can get our direction from the Lord before we come to service, and that our hearts and our minds will be focused on the same thing. And I think that's what He expects us to be. You know, we're all created here upon this earth to give God honor and glory. But there's no glory in it if we can do it ourselves. He expects us to come to Him, to ask Him for the guidance, for the direction that we need in each and everything that we do in our lives. I think that prayer is a worthy subject that could be preached on often, because I know I often need reminding about that, about our obligation. Just think, and I know I mention this from time to time, but think, this is, it's our obligation to pray for this world that we live in. You know, there's a world of people out here that don't have a clue. There's a world of people that are religious in their mind that don't have a clue about what true religion is or what true God is. You know, I believe that we that have been saved by God's grace have the responsibility to pray for this country, to pray for our leaders, to pray. We're the ones that's standing in the gap. Okay? We are the ones that's standing in the gap. We are given a great responsibility that we are to pray. And you know, there's many, many verses that we can look at and that we can turn to. It says, going along with that thought, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, Apostle Paul says, "I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubt." I will that men pray everywhere, that it is that we all should pray more, and that we have a responsibility to everyone around us to pray. You know, we've had things that's mentioned this morning, and I've been in prayer for this week. You know, Brother Ian had a procedure that he had to go to the doctor for, that I've been praying about for him. Sister Joyce's son Gary has had a procedure done that I've been down there, and I prayed for him. You know, Brother Vanderpool's family. You know, there's so many things, and there's countless other things that's been mentioned from time to time. Brother Burt brought up this morning, Sister Esmer asked for our prayers, and I know Sister Brenda's asked for our prayers to that she would know what is right to do and what they need to do to help. What is the best thing to do? And we all want to know that in our lives, don't we? We all want to know what is the best thing that we can do when it comes to our loved ones. What Lord, show me and help me to know and understand the right decision to make, the right thing to say, the right thing to do, how to handle things. It's like I said earlier, you know, if we could do it ourselves, we most likely would. But we can't. There's so many things that we can't do. Matter of fact, we're very limited to the things that matters, to the things that truly matters in this life. We're so very limited to what we can do. But we're not limited to this subject this morning. We're not limited to prayer in our lives. We're not limited to how often that we can pray or how much that we can pray. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, that we should keep a prayer upon our heart and upon our mind when we go through our day-to-day lives. And I believe that we can do that. And I believe that the Lord directs us when we do. I believe that He blesses us and He helps us to make the right decisions throughout our daily lives when we pray to Him and when we look to Him for instruction. You know, the Lord wants us to have a right relationship with Him. I know that the first time I ever met my Lord, I was praying. First time I ever met Him, a little old orange bench sitting down right here off the end of it. I was praying to Him. I was asking Him to save my soul. I was searching for Him. I had a broken, contrite spirit. I knew that I was a sinner in God's eyes, and I was praying to Him, and I was seeking Him. And when I was praying, that was the first time that I ever met Him. And I'm thankful for that this morning. I was thankful that I met Him that morning there on that bench. He came down and I started my relationship with my Lord and Savior that very moment that He came into my heart. And He spoke peace to my soul and gave me joy. He took away the pain and the suffering and the fears. And He replaced it with joy and love and happiness. And I'm thankful for that this morning, that through and by prayers is where that I got to meet the Lord for the first time in my life. And I'm going to say that we all that have been saved by God's grace, it all happened the same way for you too. That was the first time in your life that you met the Lord. Ain't no doubt. We've all seen things go on in our life. But that's where our relationship started with the Lord. And from that very point on, there was something new. It was from that point that God gave us the opportunity to show His love, His power, His mercy through and by the answering of our prayers. He allowed us to know and understand. You know, up until the point that He saved my soul, I didn't know and understand just exactly what His love was about or what His power was or anything about God. I had no relationship with Him. But at that point, at that moment in time when He came into my heart, I become to know and understand just a little bit more about Him. And you know, as I've grown through life, I've come to know a little bit more and a little bit more about Him. And I do this by prayer. I get to know Him a little bit more. I get a little closer to my Lord through prayer. I can read His Word and it... It can, if I don't understand it, He can reveal it to me. He can allow me to know and understand what He intends for me to know and understand through prayer. He can instruct my life through prayer. He can instruct me being a husband through prayer. He can instruct me being a father to my son through prayer. He can instruct me being a pastor of this church through prayer. He can instruct us in all the things that is truly important. He can give us these insights in our life that we need. That we need on a day-to-day basis. We got to have the Lord in our lives. We got to have prayer. It's God's way of showing His love and His power and His mercy to us. It allows us to know and understand that He's there. That this thing in our heart, you know, how often have you prayed and had the Lord to answer you just then? Just right then. Or you prayed about something fervently and you just kept on praying. You kept on praying about it until the Lord answered it. And you know that it was on the Lord. God enabled you to see that. Enabled you to know and understand that, look, here's what you asked of me. I answered it. I helped you. I lifted you up. I healed them that was sick. It's of the Lord. It's of the Lord. And it's through our prayer that He meets with us. It's a purest form of worship. When we can get in our closet and we can just get down on our knees and we can call upon an almighty God that's got the answers to anything that we need and got the power to do anything at all. No limits upon God. There is none. It's such a blessed... It's truly such a blessing to have. Just think about that. Just think about that. And I'm as guilty as anybody is not praying like I should. But just think about that. We have an opportunity to commune with a God that can do anything for us. That can help us in any way. That can take care of any situation. He is that one. We can talk to the one that's making this all our spin. They created it. The heavens and the stars and the firmament. The sun and the moon. He created it all. And we can talk to Him. We can have communion with Him. We can have a relationship through Him. To Him. In our prayer. I guess I need to read a couple of verses. In the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. I'm just going to read a couple of verses here. And as we look into this a little bit. Philippians chapter 4. Verses 6 and 7. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. These two verses was that we read here. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. You know, it's funny sometimes we get this, I get this thing in my mind, you know, or this thought that, Lord, there's nothing that can be done about this.
You know,
it's just going to be that way. There ain't nothing that can be done. You know, old gloom and doom attitude, you know, just ain't nothing ever going to change. It's just going to be that way. Well, you know, it's not. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, whatever it might be. You know, we've been praying for, I know since I've been here, we've been praying for a lot of people to come back to church. Is there any place that we can stop praying for? We've been praying a long time for a lot of people to be saved. Is there a stopping point where we are supposed to stop praying for them? There's a lot of things that you know, we just keep on keeping on. We just keep on keeping on. As God, you know, as He directs us in these things, you know, He's give us a roadmap here. He's give us this Bible as our roadmap. But we need His direction. You know, you could look at a world atlas and not have a clue which way how to get to here or there or anything like that. Know which way you're supposed to go. But the Holy Spirit of God, He can direct you in which way He wants you to go. He can direct our hearts and our lives, and He does. He can direct our words and everything that we do. This old life that we live in is a journey, and you know, we have to follow. We have to follow God, and we have to seek Him through prayer. We have to seek a relationship, and we have to not forget, you know, a lack of a prayer life in the church is there is one thing that's more visible than anything in the world is a lack of prayer life in a church. It'll be a church that's cold because they're not where they need to be with God. Their relationship is not where it needs to be with God, and when you're not with God, you're cold and indifferent. It's visible. It's visible when our prayer lives are not where they're supposed to be. It's not only visible to those that are in prayer and playing like they're supposed to be, but it's invisible to the world too. It's invisible. It's very visible to all those. James, we look over there in that book, and he says a lot in the book of James about prayer, and we're going to read some of those things, if the Lord will, today. Over in the first chapter, verse 5 and 6, it says, "But if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not. And it shall be given to him, but let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let no man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." You know, when we pray to God, we need to pray in faith that He can do it. We need to believe that He can do it. I mentioned earlier, you know, that we come upon situations and things in life, and it's like, well, you know, there just ain't nothing that can be done. Ain't nothing that can change this. Well, there's not anything that will change it with an unfaithful attitude towards God in our prayer. Praying and believing what we're asking. that we're serving a God that's big enough that can answer our prayers if it be His will. You know, I truly believe that there's a time and a place for things, and I believe that the Lord is in control of circumstances and situations. I believe I've seen things happen that how the Lord worked in people's lives, and it gave Him honor and glory. The way the things worked out was orchestrated that it gave God honor and glory. We don't many times know and understand, but we can be assured of this, that if we are praying in the Lord's will, if we're praying in the will of God, what is right before God, what God would have us to be praying, and in the manner that God would have us to be praying, and for the reason that God would have us to be praying, you can be sure that He will hear and He will answer. You know, it's a hard thing when we pray about our loved ones that's lost. That's a tough thing because it's out of our hands. We offer them up to the Lord and say, "Lord, I love them. I want to see them saved more than anything in the world. And you know, Lord, there's nothing that I can do. I just have to give them to You, Lord." And you know, that's where it's between them and the Lord, ain't it? But we can keep holding them up before the Lord. We can keep lifting them up. We can keep asking the Lord to give them one more day, Lord. Spare their life one more day, Lord, that they might come to their senses and understand where they stand before You, God. That they would just bow down and seek You before it's too late. I believe it's our responsibility as a church that we just continually lift up those that we think are lost. That we stand in the gap between them. Oh, that we put our hands around them and Satan, and that we fight for them. It's our responsibility. Because we want to see them saved. We love them and we care for them as little as they know and understand. We want to see them saved. We continue to keep on fighting. Just keep on praying. Just keep on seeking the Lord's will. And I know Apostle Paul, it speaks over there, it tells about he had a thorn in the flesh, and then he turned to the Lord, and he said, Bible says that he prayed thrice or three times, and Lord told him that His grace was sufficient. I know there's times and situations in our lives that we pray about things, and the Lord allows us to know and understand this is the way it is. This is the way it is. He can give us peace and understanding sometimes in sickness and situations by just allowing us to comfort us and let us know that this is the way it is. This is the way it's supposed to be. This is My plan and this is My will. My grace will be sufficient in whatever it is. He can give us that comfort. He can give us that. And He gives us these things through prayer. He can assure our hearts. He can let us know. I don't know about y'all, but you know, I've got some just straight out, flat out answers from the Lord. Seeking the will for me and what I need to do and how I need to do things.
I can get some just straight out answers from the Lord. That's what it's got to be. We talked about in Sunday school this morning, we read a verse that, you know, God is not the author of confusion. He's not going to have us tossed to and fro like every wind. He's not going to confuse our minds. He's not going to have us that way. When our relationship is where we're, when we're prayed up, and our relationship is where it's supposed to be, I believe that we can get the understanding that we are seeking. I believe He'll give us the direction. I believe, you know, and I can look back on my life and I can see how I didn't see it at the time, but it was prayers that were mentioned. I can look back, you know, you say that hindsight's 20/20, how you can look back in your life and you might have not have saw it right at the time, but you can see how the Lord was working, that He was answering prayers, that He was interceding upon behalf of your prayers that you lifted up for loved ones, for family members. You can see how God was in it, and you can know and rest assured that it was God. He lets us know these things. Prayer is worship. We spoke Sunday night about tithing, how it is one of the older forms or oldest form of worship. Prayer is the oldest. And, you know, prayer unto God and seeking His guidance and His direction. It is a worship. It's a petition. It's a request for help in our lives. We go to God because we know we can't do it. I go to God to ask Him to help me stand before you every time I preach, because I know I can't do it. I can't do it. And I believe many times if we'll get to the understanding in our lives that there is so very little that we can do for ourselves, and that we would become more dependent upon God, that we would pray more and become more dependent upon God in our lives, in our work, in our families, we would be so much better off. So much better off. You know, He gives us, I'm going to just read through. I've got a lot of things actually that I could say this morning. Over in the 6th chapter of the book of Matthew, He gives us a model, if you will, or a manner and type of how prayer is to be. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, it says, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you even ask Him." See, He knows what we need before we even ask Him. But yet, He desires that relationship with us. He, from the very beginning of time, He created man to give Him honor and glory. And He created us that He wanted to have a relationship with man. This is His way of having this relationship. This is His way of talking with us and communion with us. I know He's given His Word to us, and we can read that, and we can get assurance on our prayers, and we can get understanding many times from the reading of His Word. We can better enables us to understand maybe what His prayers are to us. But he knows what we need or what we are asking before we even ask it. He just wants us to ask him. He wants us to have that relationship to him. He loves us. He cares for us. If he didn't, this world would have been burned over a long, long, long time ago. You know, he destroyed it once in a flood. One of these days he's going to come back and destroy it again. But it's only because of his love and his mercy that this old earth is still spinning. It's only because of that. And he wants to have a relationship with us in our lives. He wants our lives to be blessed. He wants our lost to be saved. He wants our family members to be in church, that the blessings might be upon them. He wants that for us. He knows what we need before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You know, I think many times it's important for us that we go to prayer. You know, it helps keep us humble. It helps keep us where we need to be. Keeps our hearts and our minds right before God. Helps keep us from being judgmental. The love that's in our hearts, the love and the relationship with God, it keeps us from being judgmental in our hearts. Keeps us from being greedy. It keeps us from doing so many different things. Just that relationship in our lives with the Lord through prayer. Because it keeps us close to God. And when we're close to God, we're going to be more Christ-like. When our hearts and our minds are focused upon Him, we're not thinking about all this other garbage that's going on. We're not thinking about all the things in the world. Thinking about what matters. Prayer is a sharing of our needs, our burdens, the sorrows of our heart with an Almighty God that already knows what we want. Back over to James, and we may finish with this. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, when you look in that fifth chapter of the book of James, it says a lot there. You know, we have those that are sick in church. We have family members that are sick. It's our responsibility to lift them up in prayer. It says here in verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders for the church of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, there's a lot of responsibility here. And I don't think that I've said anything here this morning that most of us don't already know.
And I believe most of us do. I mean, I believe that we do. We pray for the sick, and we pray for the lost, and we do try to intercede. I don't think I've said anything here this morning that's new. But it's always a good reminder. It's always good to have our hearts stirred and our minds stirred to the things that God would have us to do. What is right before God. How He wants the relationship with Him and how that relationship is supposed to be interacted with us. And it starts with prayer. It starts with prayer. It's a major part of it. In that last verse it says, "Let him that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins." You know, there's nothing that we can do to save a sinner. There's not a thing in the world any man on earth that has ever lived has been able to do to save a sinner besides Jesus. That's it. No other person has that power, has that ability given to them. The apostles didn't have that power. They couldn't say. They could do great things. They could. They even speaks of through the power of God that dead were raised through by their prayers, them praying over them. There's the blind and the sick. The lame was made to walk. All these different things that was done through and by the prayers of godly men through the power of God. They prayed in faith. They know that they was serving a God that could answer and do anything they ask of Him. And if it be of His will, it would happen. It's important that we stand in the gap for those that are sick. That we stand in the gap for those that are lost. That we stand in the gap for our country, for our president, for our leaders, for our firemen, for our policemen. From all the servants that, you know, we have it is a great responsibility. I guess when you think about it, if we got right down to it, we could stay on our knees a long time. Maybe we should. For the way this country is, maybe we need to be on our knees a whole lot more than we are. I pray that we're not distracted to the point that we don't have the relationship, the prayer life that we need to have with God. That we're just letting time pass by. Idle time. It's just passing us by, and it's not, you know, when we could be doing so much more by prayer with our relationship to God. That's my message this morning. If you're here and lost this morning, I met the Lord when I was praying. If you don't ever pray and you don't ever seek Him, you'll never meet Him. You got to turn to Him. You got to be looking to have that relationship. You got to seek Him and want to be saved. And when you pray to Him, you got to pray to Him in faith, believing that He can save you from all your sins. That's my message this morning. I pray that the Lord will use it in some way this week. Would it be a word or a thought on anyone's heart?
Back in 2005.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate this good testimony. Someone else this morning. Appreciate this. Good report. You know, in Romans 8:26 here, when she was talking, I thought about this verse. It says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." I mean, it gets right down to the point. He speaks right to our hearts. There's been times that I've been praying that I was so burdened and so tore up that I couldn't even get a verbal word out of my mouth. Oh, it was just tears, and I was just groaning. There was pain and there was sorrow. But this right here lets me know that the Lord knew just what was on my heart. And He heard that. He heard that prayer. He heard it, and He hears ours. I know we've all had those moments and those times where we're so heavy burdened and laden with sickness and cares and things of this world that we just don't even know what to pray. You know, we don't know how to pray it. But rest assured, even in those situations,
that the Spirit of the Lord will help us and direct our thoughts and our hearts to God. I'm thankful for that. Thankful for that. You know, when I was saved, I don't know if my mouth was moving or not, but I sure was praying. There was a prayer that was pouring out of me. I don't know if it was loud or quiet or silent or whatever, but there was a prayer that was coming out of me that the Lord heard. He heard it, and He saved my soul. He heard it. He hears us when we pray. Something on someone else's heart this morning. If not, maybe it's time to dismiss. My understanding that there'll not be any service tonight. This came in the mail. Homecoming 50th anniversary will be the 4th Sunday in September. Harmony Missionary Baptist Church has invited us. Church starts at 11. And there's going to be congregational singing. So, say if you want to come to church here and then go over there after, they're going to have singing and there's going to have to be various singers. And everyone's invited. All hearts and minds free. I'll stand and we'll be dismissed.
Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for bringing us this way today. We thank you, Lord, for the salvation of our souls above all things. Thank you, Lord, for this message that we've heard today. We'd ask you, Lord, to help us keep it upon our hearts, upon our minds throughout this week. We'd ask you, Lord, to hear the prayer request that's been made today, to be with the sick, Lord, to be with the lost, bring conviction to the lost. We'd ask you, Lord, to bring those back into our church that needs to be here, that's missing, that their hearts might be troubled and that they might turn back to you. We'd ask you, Lord, forgive us our sins and our shortcomings. Give us guidance and strength and faith. Let our hearts be filled with love. These favored with blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
We did.